Joined here by head coach Steve Richmond of the Princeton Lady Tigers. His team getting ready to play at 4:30 this afternoon. By the time this airs on KTTN, I don't know if it's going to be before the game or after the game, but 4:30, Z101.7 for the girls, and the Princeton boys are both playing Gilman City tonight. Winners go to Saturday's championship round. Coach Richmond, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
How's the level of the team right now? I know Polo, you know, really good team that you saw last Friday. That's kind of a difficult one, but coming off of a couple of difficult losses last week in the GRC, did you feel like earlier this week is a good bounce back?
Well, we needed that. We've played, I told the girls the other day, we're playing just good enough to lose, and it doesn't matter who we're against, we're playing to the level. And, you know, Polo is a really good team, and we played them decent at times, and we had some stretches where we didn't look good. But, you know, a 10-point loss to Polo on their court is not the worst thing in the world. And, you know, then we play Putnam County, who I feel like maybe we didn't play extremely well, and I give Putnam credit. They cause a lot of commotion for you and cause a lot of problems, so they create some of the havoc. But I think they played extremely well against us, and again, lost by one or two there. So it's just been one of those stretches in mid-January that happens quite a bit.
I know they're probably not at a Polo level per se, but this Gilman City team is one of the better Lady Hawks teams they've had in the last decade or so, and trying to beat them on their floor, you'd figure that's going to be a fairly large challenge today.
Yeah, we played them earlier in the year, and first game of the year, and I think both teams are still trying to figure things out, and when we did a decent job against them then, but it's a whole different animal. I think same thing happened last year. We beat them quite a bit early, and kind of had to scramble in the tournament to beat them. So we know it's going to be tough. We know they're playing pretty well right now. And hopefully, you know, after Tuesday's game, we got some things back on track. So hopefully we're playing a little bit better now as well.
When you've been at this numerous years, Coach, and it's one of the things that's always I kind of scratch my head about. When what you said about the girls is right. They're just playing good enough to play with people but not beat people. When they're kind of in that funk of playing to the level that of the team they're playing against, What are kind of the things that you see that cause that, and what's the way to get out of that?
Well, again, I think sometimes just teams go through that mid-January. I just think you go through a lull, you've practiced for a long time, and you really can't see the end of season coming. You've been playing for a long time and practicing, and you know, we just got to tell the girls, I'm going to tell them tonight, play with confidence. Don't go out there thinking, you know, looking for the next bad thing to happen. Look for the next good thing to happen and play with confidence. And you know, we've got good players, we've got a good group of kids, and if we just go out and do our thing, we'll be fine. And that's what we got to start relaxing. I think we're pressing just a little bit.
Is some of that too? You get so bought into sometimes of who you're playing, and the coach is going to have a little bit of a scouting report, and that team's really good, or we feel like we could be that team. Yeah, there's some of that, but just kind of forget about that and just worry about the Princeton Tigers on game night.
And that's what we've got to do, and. You know, I've kind of told the girls that all year. I get films on every team we're going to play, but you know, and I've told you this probably multiple times. We've got to do the things we do well, and we got to really get focused in on us. And you know, we do want to know what the other team's going to run against us, and you know, some of their key players. But again, you know, at the high school level, scouting is important. But you know, it's different in college. In college, you better have a pretty good idea of every step they're going to take, or it's going to be a long night. High school, you still got to refine what you're trying to do and make it better.
When you're playing at your best, Coach, you got a pretty good read on this team at this point. What do you feel like the strengths of the Lady Tigers are when you got the ball rolling forward pretty good?
Well, I think we're a good transition team, and that's kind of what's happened is we aren't giving ourselves to transition a lot because we're not doing a very good job rebounding, and that's what we've been focused on the last two or three practices and last week is our rebounding has been poor, and you saw us against Putnam County. That was the key one thing that beat us is we just give them too many second chance, third chance, fourth chance opportunities. And so we've got to do a better job of rebounding to get our transition game going. And that's kind of our key is getting up and down the court. You know, most teams are keying on Addie a lot, and as they should, but if you get your transition rolling, it's hard to stop one kid, and it's hard to really focus on one. So we've got to really focus on that in the next 2 weeks.
How much is your depth developed at this point, Coach, and how much do you feel like over the next month between now and districts, how much would you like to see the depth on the floor, whether it be, you know, your fourth and fifth starters or your bench players just, you know, kind of pick up their games to kind of help support the Addie Henkes of the world who, you know, are so good at putting the ball to hoop?
Well, and that's kind of, we had a team meeting the other night, and we kind of, you know, made point to that. We've got to have some other people step forward, and we got to have, you know, Aranda Shahan, who's our sixth man, and very well could be a starter for us, but she's got to step up and do some things and get some rebounds, and and Gracie Allnut, who's been doing a great job all year, but she's got to get a little more consistent with her shooting. And you know, so there's just a lot of different pieces of the puzzle that we've got to get picked up and get, you know, get some help to Addie. And again, no team's built around one kid, and our wins we've had this year haven't been built around one kid. But, you know, she is a primary scoring focus for them. And so we've got to get some other kids to be able to get 8, 9, 10 points, and we're starting to see that a little bit.
The nice thing about that, too, is that you're not asking one girl to double her output. You're just asking three or, you know, five or six girls to get you an extra rebound, an extra bucket a game, because those things add up.
Right, and you know, Claire Buckler's a senior this year, and her game's really improved a lot. I think the other night she had 12 or 13 points, and what she gives us is you don't see on the stat sheet sometimes. She really hustles after loose balls, and she gets after, gets on the floor, and you know, so she's kind of stepped her game up in the last two or three games, and you know, like I said, Randa has, Grace Kelly had an outing where she had 16 or 18 points, and she just got to get consistent. Once we get all those things put together, we're going to be a tough out, I think.
I'm going to get myself on the road. We'll see you over at Gilman City. Coach, good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you.